I was interested in Helen's mention of how you might feel a bit nervous as newer researchers giving your presentations. And I've given quite a few, as she said, Shan said, I've been around quite a long time. And I still feel extremely nervous. It doesn't matter how long you've been doing it. If anybody's got any techniques for getting rid of pre-presentation nerves, just let me know. So I'll be talking to you this morning about tribal identities. That's around academic identities and the notion that we as tribes, we as academics, are in tribes. Big, nice notion, but we'll be looking at that. And the point that I'll be making is that I've got reservations, really, around that, that maybe it's a really nice romantic notion, but not necessarily terribly helpful in the work that we're doing in the context that we're working in nowadays in academia. It might have been relevant if I think back to my years as an undergraduate. I was at St. Andrews University, a bit of a fish out of water, but in Hispanic studies, as I started off my life, we would go to the prof's office each morning at 11 and have freshly brewed coffee, and there were only eight in my year group, so we all got to know each other pretty well. And probably the tribes that, you know, of the Romantic era were present in those days at St. Andrews, but I'm really not sure whether even there now they still exist. Let me just ask, is anybody a Ridley Scott fan, filmmaker? Yeah? We've got one. Right, I'm going to test you. It's always a mistake to put your hand up to answer a question. Have you not realised this yet? Right, which film does this come from? All he'd wanted was the same as the rest of us, the same answers as the rest of us want. Where did I come from? Where am I going? How long have I got? Okay, it's Blade Runner. It's one of the mutants, wonderful film, one of the mutants in Blade Runner who suddenly realizes over time that he's a mutant and his time is running out. So without wanting to sound too theological about this, it really rang a bell for me, thinking about higher education is changing before our very eyes, and our identities as academics are also changing. So that's the topic I would like to cover this morning. Never work with technology, children or animals. It worked before. Okay, never mind. What I'll be talking about... Oh, sorry, coming back to the Blade Runner thing. The mutant in question was asking, where am I going? How long have I got? And for me, the much bigger question is, where are we going? How long have we got? And my perspective on this is within social practice theory, which, of course, really focuses on communities and people within them and context and locales. So the I question is important, but the we question is also very important. That's the underpinning of the book that I will be basing today's talk on. And that was, I keep forgetting this isn't working, the third book, the first one that Paul Trowler, Murray Saunders and I worked on. Both of these were published very kindly by SRHE. The first one was about managing change in learning and teaching in higher education, and the second one was evaluation. Now that I've got the advert out of the way, what I'm going to cover this morning is this idea of tribes and territories that is covered in that third book, but an updated notion of it. I will give you, and we will discuss, some examples from different disciplines, and you'll notice it says, what will we cover? You'll be much relieved to hear I'm not going to speak for an hour and a quarter. I will be asking you to talk amongst yourselves. We'll talk a little bit about social practice, and we'll talk about the value of metaphors. Metaphors are wonderful things, but sometimes they can obscure truths rather than shed light on them. So I will be questioning the tribe metaphor. So the Tribes for the 21st Century's book has as its main thesis that we are defined by our subject discipline, and that's really what identifies us and places us in tribes. Three big words there: discipline, identity, and tribes. So I will be questioning whether or not that was the, well, I won't question whether that was the case back then, but I will question whether that is the case now. So as I said earlier, tribes, very colourful, very romantic, lovely idea. I love the idea of being part of a tribe. And I remember when the Higher Education Academy, or ILT as it then was, first started to have conferences, and I didn't like it because I thought, these are not my tribe. These are not my community that I really feel part of. These are not my network. It was too diffuse, too diverse. So we all really, well, I think we do like the idea of tribes, but what does it actually mean? You're maybe sitting there having this kind of image, and some of you who are more musically inclined might be having that kind of image with all sorts of interpretations along the way. I did this word cloud. Couldn't believe how easy this was. Have you tried doing word clouds? It is so clever. Anyway, I had a look through some of the literature on disciplines and picked out what seemed to be recurring terms. And not surprisingly, research, the social nature of disciplines, the body of knowledge, the object of research, the culture, what is accepted and part of our system within a discipline, within a tribe, those were the things that kept turning up. There were some slightly less positive words like cartels that made us seem like we might be fighting some battles and keeping out the outsiders from our tribes. But I thought there was some interesting vocabulary there. And I'll give you an alternative word cloud, an alternative take on this a little later. Get rid of this so I stop clicking on it. Okay, so some questions for us to think about is, are we defined by our discipline? Is that where we get our identity from? Are we parts of tribes? In my own case, let me give you an example. I feel like I've been part of about 20 tribes. I started off as a Spanish lecturer, and I've worked in six different universities as an academic around the UK. And I feel as if I was in a different, very different culture in each one of those universities, with different ways of practicing, different expectations, different ways of behaving. Now, whether I was ever in a Hispanist tribe, I'm not awfully sure. In educational development, which is my current discipline, I sometimes feel that I'm in a discipline group, as if I'm in a traditional tribe. Sometimes I feel not at all. There are so many variations amongst educational developers, so many orientations. When I arrived last night, somebody said, oh, you're in educational development, so you're a technology person. No, I'm not. But that was an interesting take on it. So, here's a question for you. And I would like you to take a minute to think about this and to discuss it with people at your table. So, what is your identity? And if you can see the graphic in the background, there are some sticks of seaside rock. And if you visualize a stick of rock, what's it got? It's got lettering that runs all the way through the middle, hasn't it? Do you remember those things? Rot your teeth as soon as you look at them. So are we lettered as academics, as researchers? Do we have that lettering going right through our core? Is that what our identifiers are? Are those what our identifiers are? Historian, biologist, Hispanist, educational developer. So what I would like you to think about is, what is it for you? What's your identity? And have you got this thing running through your core, or is it something different from that? So I'll just give you a minute to think, and then I'll ask you to discuss that at your tables and give you a few minutes for doing so. So I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to discuss this, but I won't ask you to tell us your secrets. Just a couple of minutes to discuss. Okay, thanks everybody. You will have some more time to continue the conversation as we go through. Let's just have a little show of hands. Who feels like they are fairly strongly identified? I mean, I know that, again, is very open to interpretation, but who feels that they're fairly strongly identified by their discipline? Yeah? Who feels that there's other stuff there that identifies you? Okay, I don't think there's any point in me talking any further. You've sorted it. Okay, what I would like to go on and do is to tease that out